What do you say when you greet a friend on December 25th? What greeting do you say to him?
I said, Christmas gear, well, you know, most angelic, ask the word, speak with you, I mean, they tell him, you speak to him and tell him good morning, and Christmas gear, if you can, yeah, like that.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm really glad that I don't have to this very far. What was the word you'd use to say that?
I guess I would use the word, I'd say I'm glad to put this thing, ain't got to carry this no further, heavy as it is.
what do you call an animal that has a hard shell and that it lives in water and it can draw its four legs and its head into a shell?
I call them a turtle.
And do you have a different name for it if it lives on land?
Yeah, I call it well, if he lives, something lives on, you know, on land, you know. We call him a hillside turtle, you see. Upper land turtle. That's the proper name. Mm-hmm. You call him upper land turtle.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
We call it chitlins.
And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Call it the yolk.
And what do you call this part of a person's body?
We call it the chest.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Small craft, you name what you use, call it a boat.
Now, is there any difference if it has a pointed front or a square front? Are there any different names for those?
No, for me, it's a square front. No, we call it, let me see. No, I can't think of any other one at the time.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty...
Some beads she got around her neck, a pretty, you know, beads, you know, she wear a lace and neck and something around her. They got a different name, you know, I've learned them, I reckon, done got off of mine, I just can't, but anyway, my necklace, mm-hmm. you know, pretty necklace you got on around a neck, if something go around a neck, you use that word.
Is there any other word for that? You might call it a something of pearls, for instance?
Well, pearl, you got, you know, pearl, pearl, I seen them, you know, make them, you know, I don't know if you seen... The buds, you know, they got about 6 points, you know, off a cinnamon tree, you know, when the cinnamon first started blooming, they cut the little cinnamon, you know, as a thing. I seen women, you know, make what you call beads out of them there, that little cap that comes from over where the cinnamon comes out, you know, and paint them around and they put it on them, what they call them, let me see now. Cinnamon lace beads or something else like that. Mm-hmm. I hear the name and something that sounds something like that. Been too long.
If two men have a fight and one beats the other person quite a bit, you might say that one man really...
The one who got beat up, you mean?
No, the one who beat the person up.
Oh, the one that beat him up, I say, well, he... He imposed on him, he sure, he treated him bad, he sure mounted him up, you know, or something like that. He beat him up bad.
And what do you call the back part of a man's legs? Like if he's squatting down, you say he's squatting on his...
Down in the calf with legs and muscles, you know, calf with legs.